Radio Network.
Razorbacks ball along the baseline, 25 to shoot. Clark off the inbound, top of the circle, and Cody drains a three. Summers still in the backcourt, across the timeline, knocked away, stolen by Portis. Portis, left side way, Mardrakas steps beyond the arc and knocks down a three-pointer. A step back three from Wade, he's got 15, it's 75 to 41. Pressure in the backcourt, Ole Miss beats it, Aaron Jones across the timeline. It's a feeding frenzy and Bud Walton. Madden with a steal down the lane all the way, and Kai lays it in. Andy Kennedy calls a timeout. Free throws on the way, and it's good. Scott's in the books. Hogs have 100.
For the first time in an SEC game since beating Auburn 104-88 in 1999.
15 seconds to play. Moses has the rebound. The crowd's on its feet, and this ball game's about to end. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Kingsley to Qualls. Mike Anderson tells him not to dunk it. The clock expires and the Razorbacks win it. 110-80.
Crossroads.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
You better believe it.
When they get on a roll. So get yourself back on the bus now, baby. Or you're going to miss the show.
Oh! Baby, what a win for the Hogs. Wow, what a day. Welcome. Great day on this Thursday. A 30-point win, 110-80. Arkansas wins it.
Who sings this song?
These are, I've got the
info guys
here.
From River City.
Boy, they're good.
It's a great song. I like it. And it puts me in a good mood. Steve Giles and company. Razorback Grind is the name of the tune. I like it. It's catchy.
It's good. It really
is. It is a good song. Feels good today. 17 three-pointers for an old three-point shooter like yourself, Pat Bradley. You got to be thrilled with the number of long balls that went in. And how about Wade? Wade pulled up from 30 one time, and I'm like, this is going to be a nasty night for Ole Miss.
It was a fun game. That was probably the shortest game we're going to see all season. A lot of jump shots.
It was over.
Not a lot of fouls called.
It was over in 10 minutes. I mean, the game, by the 10-minute mark, it was over. 10-minute mark of the first half, it was over.
It happened so fast. It was like, okay.
And that's what Ole Miss said. That escalated quickly.
But it was going back and forth. A couple threes here, three there. Layup here, free throws here. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if it was maybe when Anthon Bell came in, knocked down like three in a row.
Yeah, he did. He's playing with so much confidence. Wade is playing so confident right now. And we've been missing that part of the game. You finally have a couple of jump shooters you feel pretty good about.
Yeah.
Two guys that we thought had ability but hadn't shown it. And now they're back.
It's good to see. And boy, Anthon Bell's just not even hesitating, huh?
No.
I mean, he is not hesitant. He's looking for people to shoot over. Like, if he has an open shot, he'll wait for somebody to come over and guard him and then shoot it over him.
Well, it wouldn't be fair otherwise.
He's like, come on, man.
Well, that was fun, but you have seen teams do this and then turn around and score, you know, 50 or 60 points. Yeah. I don't care if Arkansas beats Alabama 1-0. Got to find a way to win. But we need to revel in this one because you don't get these games very often. Arkansas with some ridiculous stats from last night's game. 57% from three in the second half, 56% from the game. What a consistent day. That's 17 of 30 if you need them from beyond the arc. Arkansas nearly perfect at the line, 19 of 20. Mm. 27 assists, a season high. Only six turnovers while forcing 18. 12 steals in the game. And nearly 50% from the floor in a 110-80 victory. That's just amazing. And 70 points off the bench. Has that ever happened before?
I can't imagine that it has.
71 points off the bench. It's got to be some sort of NCAA record. It's stupid.
That was a ton. It was good to see. It was funny that you had a game. That everything came together in that game because you had, obviously, the emotion of senior night, but you had five seniors who certainly wanted to embrace the moment. They wanted – so it's not like you're up by 30 and everyone kind of just watches the clock tick until the 0-0-0 is on the clock. Mm-hmm. And these guys actually – knew it was their last game, so they wanted to get done as much as they could. You had that plan.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had Coach Anderson at the end of the game play. Some kids had a brush the cobwebs off of their uniform as they got in the game.
D. Wagner got in, babe.
So you had that where D. Wagner comes in out of the timeout, and he's trying to get his.
Does he sit on the bench, or does he stay in the tunnel during the games?
He sat right next to Coach Watkins the entire game. He was the first guy the entire game.
He's got to be saying, bro, we're up 20. Come on, coach. Coach, we're up 45. I mean, can I get in? Can a brother get in the game?
It was just funny because he, Ja'Cory Williams and Watkins, those guys don't get much court time. So it was everybody's moment where they were trying to grab something memory to be part of the end of the year highlight videotape that they play at the banquet. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to be negative at all, and there's really nothing to be negative about. I will say this, though, late in the game when it was Ja'Cory Williams and a bunch of guys who haven't played a lot. When Ja'Cory Williams is trying to create offense, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's not comfortable for you so much. Let's go ahead and get back to normal for a minute.
I'm already calling it. That's in a game where there wasn't really much bad. That's going to be my ugly.
That's the only thing.
I mean, it's the only thing.
The last 5 minutes, you got a bunch of guys that hadn't played together and a guy that is totally out of position trying to create offense. It was nasty. It looked like one of our pickup games the last 5 minutes.
Oh, it was. It was like nobody really wants to be here, but you're here.
I mean, they had like 105 with 5 minutes to go, and they end up with like 110. So I was thinking, man, are they even going to get to the 110 mark?
It was interesting to watch.
Anyway,
for sure.
Great night. And it was fun. How many games? Can you remember how many games? Probably you could count on one hand. Yeah. How many games were that easy in your career? I mean, in a conference game. Certainly had a bunch of them in non-conference. But that you don't get too many just layup
games.
It's those
that everything's come together. You look at Ole Miss shooting 37%. You look at our guys, the emotion of it being the last game and what it meant to all those guys. So it was kind of like the perfect storm. And those don't happen too often.
I want to commend you because yesterday you talked about Ole Miss's penchant for putting up quick shots. If you're not knocking them down, is going to spell death for you against Arkansas because they're happy to turn your long misses into quick transition points.
Oh, buddy. It was good. It was almost like they were helping us with that transition. Everything fell right into place.
Henderson taking fading shots with a guy in his face from three. I'm thinking bad shot after bad shot, and then they start playing faster and faster. And, boy, I love what Chuck Barrett said because I said the same thing last night.
What's that?
Feeding frenzy, my
man. It was.
It was like a bunch of sharks, and it was as though we were playing with seven or eight guys on the floor at a time. It was
all
awesome.
All you can eat buffet, my friend. That's interesting to say that about Henderson because
Bears are tasty.
He is. He's a pretty athletic kid. In warm-ups,
is he taller than you?
Double pump.
Is he 6'3"?
He's probably about 6'3", yeah. But he's doing double pump between the legs off the one leg reverse dunks.
Mm. Okay. He should have focused on getting in balance and taking good jump shots, which is what he's good at.
I'd like to see the kid try to attack the basket a little bit more and pull up. Because a lot of times he has a guy he can shoot over. Wait, who covered him last night? Gully and Wade pretty much the whole time.
Yeah, that's what we expected, right?
Yeah, you can shoot over those guys. They're both good defenders, but you know what I'm saying? It's not like you got Qualls or a 6'6 long, a 6'5 long, lanky guy on you.
But you got to work to get a good shot. He didn't seem that.
And those other guys, listen, it's Ole Miss.
He did play with a bunch of slappies, didn't he?
I mean, let's be honest, okay? The kid doesn't have much around him at all. He's doing everything he can.
You're playing the same game Saturday, right? I mean, Trevor Relliford's averaging 18. He shot over 120 times more than anybody. I mean, literally, I looked at the numbers. Over 120 times more than anybody else on his team. It's a one-man show, babe. Yeah. 18 points a game, and he's a really, really good player. He's shooting a phenomenal percentage from the line, the three-point line, and the floor, considering the fact that he's a one-man show.
But you're right about the fact, the one-man show, and it's what we talked about. Remember, yesterday, the two best plays for Ole Miss were Henderson and the kid Summers. Henderson averages 19. The point guard averaged 17, Jarvis Summers. Well, Relliford, he's their head. He's their tail. He's their middle. I mean, it's like
the next best scorer is averaging like 9 a game.
Who, if I'm not mistaken, is this freshman kid Hale? Who?
No, it's
bad.
Some kid with a weird name.
Weird name kid.
But they got a couple guys that are right around there.
Yeah, right around there. That not bad. I mean, if you don't pay attention to them, they can hurt you. One of those kind of like, oh, I didn't know he could do that. Yeah. We better start covering him now. Mm-hmm. But you're right, Relliford. If you can pressure him, then I like the chances. But is it? Could there be a game, Justin? Could there be a game? Or today, Thursday morning, could you feel any better going into the last game of the season on the road than what happened last night? I mean, could you feel any better?
The only thing that would possibly add any further excitement to Saturday's game for me would be as if a press release came out today that said, unfortunately, Trevor Relliford has a season-ending injury.
Can you imagine that?
Or he had a loss in his family and he's not going to be able to make the game. Or his car broke down on the way to the arena, he's being suspended for a half. Something. Which I would never wish bad on the guy, but that's the only – I mean, you're right. You could not ask your team to play better down the stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there are so many significant numbers. The 17 three-pointers we talked about, 110 points the most ever at an SEC game at Bud Walton. There are 38 100-point games in Bud Walton history. Arkansas has never allowed one. Isn't that amazing?
It is pretty amazing.
Six-game win streak's the longest in how long? Did you see this number? And we've talked about
six-game win streak in the SEC for the Razorbacks.
16 years.
Well, that's a long time.
16 long years. I've been locked up in this Razorback misery prison.
16 years.
16, buddy. 20 years since we won at Kentucky, and then the Mississippi State was the first time we'd won there in how long? 13 years, right? So a bunch of
since
streaks.
Since like 2001, yeah,
busted.
I guess so. Yeah.
Busting streaks this year, baby.
It's scary how time flies, my man. Do you realize you said 16 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That's like 98.
Yeah. You were balling then, big guy. You were on the court for the
Hoggies. You sure you did your math right? You sure it was 16 and not like 5 years ago was 98?
16 years.
What year is it? 04, right?
I think so.
Ugh. Wow.
No, it's 14.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Where'd the last 10 years of my life go?
Been having so much fun. All right, couple of calls here. Actually, before we do that, let me hear from Coach Richardson. Coach Anderson.
He wasn't there last night.
It was a Coach Richardson-type performance last night. That was the thing I kept seeing on social media. Hogball is back, baby.
Our guys were kind of in sync with one another and playing great defense. Again, those seniors, Cody, Mardrakas, he had a senior night, man, tonight. That was great to see. Ricky Scott, Fred Gully, Kiko. To me, those guys set the tone, and what a night it was.
I do love Coach A. He does Razorback roll call in every soundbite after a game.
Isn't it funny?
Makes sure to drop as many names as he can, and last night it was about the whole team. I think by halftime, Pat, I'm almost sure of this,
yeah,
every guy but two had scored. And by the end of the game, was that the case, or did Moses ever score? Yeah, he scored.
Yeah.
The only guys that didn't score last night, D. Wagner, who only played 5 minutes, and Watkins kid, who played 6 minutes. That's amazing. Is that the first time he's played at all? Is that the first time he's gotten in the game?
I'd imagine that they both played.
Manuel?
Against,
is that
like
his name? Manali? How do you pronounce his first name?
I think it's, I call him Manny. Well, I don't call him at all.
Manuel?
Manuel Watkins. Yeah. He's a big-bodied kid, and he's a coach's son. What I'm getting at is, maybe in 3 years, he'll be able to contribute.
How does he not get the seat right next to Coach Watkins?
Oh, you know how.
Feel like, D, move over. That's my dad. I want to sit next to him. Come on, son. Yesterday, Danny and Sherwood called in, and we debated a few things, and he's back for more today. I heard him on the morning show. He's been on quite a run lately. Danny?
No, I'm done. I'm done with that.
You sound so much better today.
I sounded awesome yesterday.
You didn't sound very clear-headed to me, but I'm worried about you, like I said. We need to talk off the air.
Well, we can do that anytime you want to. My social skills are—they're there.
No, I know. I miss the Danny of old. You used to be one of the great callers in the Buzz history.
I still am. What's wrong with me?
No, nothing. It's good. This is the first time.
Who are you to say that I suck?
God, I didn't say you suck.
Pat thinks I'm awesome.
I do think you're awesome. I'm a big fan of yours. I have no problem with you.
I'm very insightful.
Yes, you have your moments.
Whatever.
Okay.
I don't know what your deal is, man, but you need a drink or something.
No, you need less. Anyway, what did you call about?
Well, I mean, if you go back 20 years ago, when Toby Bailey and the O'Bannon brothers just lit us up, whoever thought that we would take such a dip? And no offense to Pat, you know, we did make the Sweet 16, but
that was the last of the Mohicans, homie.
Yeah.
But whoever thought that it was just going to, you know, it was going to be this bad? I mean, I always thought we would be the Big Red. We would always be right there with Kentucky, even after we lost the national title game to UCLA. But boy, was I wrong. But I got to ask you, if we just beat Alabama, Justin, does it matter in the SEC tournament? I mean, are we in?
I think so. But I also don't think there's any way Arkansas could lose to one of those bottom couple teams they're going to face in their first game.
That's the deal. Win or lose Saturday, you got a good chance. I think you're going to win two games.
Mention a couple of those bottom teams.
Well, you've got Auburn. You've got
South Carolina. Auburn, Mississippi State. And who's the
craziest? Well, Alabama. I mean, Alabama's a five-win team.
Bama,
thing is, Danny, you know, yesterday we talked to Dave Warlock, who is with the NCAA. He's in the room when they're going through the process. What I got from that conversation was if Arkansas wins its next two, including last night, they're in extremely good shape. I also got from him that the tournament games don't count the same as a regular season game, because when they look at your conference record, it, you know, sure, they'll count that win as an overall, but your conference record at the end of the day is what matters more. So I don't think – I think you got to win two tournament games to equal one regular season game. That's my opinion.
So you're saying if we lost to Bama
– I think they got to win at least two.
We do. We're 10-8, and would we need to win it one or two?
I think a couple at that point.
Well, what you'll do is you'll play
– what?
I think a couple at that point.
We'll end up playing – let's just throw it out there, Auburn on Thursday night, and then we'll play Georgia on Friday night, and so you, and then we'd match up against Florida in the semifinals. So you, a neutral site win versus Auburn is basically nothing.
Right.
It might hurt your RPI.
Sure.
And then a neutral site win against Georgia is, in my mind, we're favored to win that.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's what it's like you got to win those games.
Here's what I would say, too, Danny, is all I can base it on is how I'm going to react on the air. So if Arkansas beats Alabama and then they lose in the first opportunity in the SEC tournament, whoever that comes against, and they don't put them in the NCAA field, I'm going to freak out. If they lose against Alabama and win two in the NCAA tournament, or two in the SEC tournament, rather, and don't get in the NCAAs, I'm going to freak out on Monday. But the thing is, if you don't want to have to worry when you're watching the selection show whether they get in and you're more concerned about where they're going and who they're playing and what their seat is, I think you just win Saturday, and it's not a conversation. There's no argument, no concern.
Well, good. You know, and the good thing is Alabama has got a horrible record, and they don't have a lot of confidence, and they're certainly not going to sell out.
No,
so,
but I will say, Danny, they're not losing by a ton. I mean, they've been fairly competitive with most of the teams they've faced of late, and they haven't played a lot of great competition lately other than Kentucky beat them in a close game the other night, and Florida beat them by maybe 10 or so.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. They're a capable team.
There is no question. And
you know
especially
how they
at
say
home.
That a coach is worth a couple of wins a season in football and basketball?
Mm-hmm.
This is where Mike Anderson is worth a win. This is why I love Mike Anderson as the coach, is a game like this. So
their only bad loss in the last six or seven games, they lost a decent game to Arkansas, we know, 65-58. That was not a comfortable victory for Arkansas. They lost in Gainesville by 9. They beat Ole Miss by 3 in Tuscaloosa. Then they lost their next two at South Carolina by 1 point. They lost at A&M by a significant margin, 15, which was their only bad loss in the mix here. They beat Missouri at home, and then they lost at Ole Miss by 12, which, again, at Ole Miss, you know, if our boy has a good night, Henderson, you know, it is what it is. But I don't
but
think
– if you look at it like that, Justin, if you look at the losses and the wins – with Alabama or any SEC team, it'll drive you nuts.
Yeah, Pat, what do you think the line's going to be Saturday? Arkansas by 4 or 5?
It may even be less than that.
Well, the fact that we're 3-5 on the road,
that's a pretty good record.
We beat Kentucky on the road. I'm going to stay close to double digits.
Oof.
Well, regardless, they need to win by 1. Danny, anything else, my man?
That's it, man. Pacquiao over Bradley.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet.
Wouldn't the Hogs a double digit underdog against Kentucky, right? When like 10.5.
Where was it?
At Kentucky.
Yeah, that's right. We were 10.5 point underdog. It's a good point.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Win by 1.
We own Kentucky. There are, you know.
There are B. I got you.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. What's up, Ron?
Hey, have you talked about the Kentucky loss at South Carolina?
Yes, at length, and I enjoyed it.
Okay. I had not been able. I just got on the radio. I think it's kind of ironic that the people at that have lost to Kentucky, you know, all it can do is hurt us. And we got to hope Florida beat Kentucky on Friday to get that back up and help.
All we need to do is win our game. Don't worry about any of the other stuff. It'll take care of itself. Arkansas is thought of highly enough nationally that if they beat Alabama, they're going to be fine.
And all that stuff will affect the RPI, which is nice. We know now, though, and we've known that that's not the only thing the committee looks at. They look at a wide variety of things, not just that RPI. Because if Kentucky beats Florida, wins and the RPI, that all gets factored in. But it's not just that they look at, which they shouldn't just look at that.
One other question. Do you think that Calipari will look harder at his one and done now with what's happened during the last 2 years?
I mean, my thing is, if you want to coach NBA guys, why don't you go to the NBA?
I was thinking about this. When he has these down years, guess who that is bad for? The rest of the country. Because if he gets a couple of seasons in a row where his top-rated freshmen don't have a great year and stay, you know what he's going to be stocked up with? Sophomores
last
and juniors.
Year's McDonald's Yeah, and this year's this McDonald's.
So
yeah.
It's like,
good point.
It's almost a win-win for him either way. The part that he becomes a loser is where freshmen are ranked in the preseason as number one in the country. That's what he has to fight against, okay? He's got to – that's the problem. It's like they were overranked. They were overhyped. And he's got to deal with that overhyped the whole season.
That's a good point. I've got his daughter taking to social media to defend him. And
again?
And Kentucky's – well, we didn't talk about the story yesterday.
No, she did it like last year.
Oh, yeah, she did it again. And Kentucky and their place in the world as far as preseason number ones, not good. We'll talk about it coming up. Ron, appreciate the call.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, take care. Let's go up to Jonesboro. Talk to Alan.
Hey, guys, good morning. Pat, if I hear you correctly, you assuming we're going to be fifth seed in the tournament?
Yeah, I'm just, if I had to choose, I'm going to say about fifth.
Yeah, well, I'm going to play the what-if game because I don't know the answer to this question. What if George loses to LSU and Missouri beats Tennessee? How's the tiebreaker work with us in Georgia? Is it overall record?
We got, as far as I understand, the tiebreaker goes to your record against the number one seed, which would be Florida. We both lost. Then it goes to the number two seed, which would be Kentucky.
Kentucky.
And we would get the deal. Yeah,
we could be as high as the three seed for sure.
Absolutely.
I don't think that helps you. I think I'd rather be the five seed because you get a gimme game the first one.
Yeah, well, and I wanted to address that too because Auburn's not playing good at all. And I don't know that they're going to beat South Carolina. I mean, they only scored 20 at home last night in the first half. I mean, they look to me like they've quit. But, I guess.
Yeah, South Carolina's not been terrible the last few games either. I mean, they beat Kentucky.
No.
We talked about the close loss to Alabama, or the close win over Alabama. They've done some decent things lately. They're much better than Auburn, you're right.
Did I hear you say we had 71 bench points last night?
Yes. That seems impossible, doesn't it?
That's disgusting.
Really,
I love it.
Me too.
Anyway, appreciate it, guys.
All right.
Hey, thank you. We'll go through the scenarios with the SEC tournament coming up, too, because we got a question about that.
There is a bunch of them, boy.
Keith Lee, Service Company Live Fan TV. But that's what makes it fun.
I know.
It's the first time we've been really worried about what's going to shake out in the SEC tournament because it's going to be relevant. I also would say I won't be surprised if Georgia loses at LSU. I will be surprised if Tennessee falls this weekend. That's a game that they absolutely should not lose, I don't think. Tennessee is – I think they're a good team. They won again last night, of course.
Well, now, obviously, Missouri.
And Missouri, they're desperate.
They have a deal. If they do win, they'll be
10-8. Bro, Missouri was on the ropes last night. They pulled it out by the hair on their chinny chin chin with like,
oh my God,
6 seconds left. They score a bucket to take the lead by one at home. Missouri's not a good ball team right now.
No, they're not.
I don't think they're going to Tennessee to win.
I don't think so.
What's up, Tiger Bait?
What's up, y'all? First of all, let me say I enjoyed my breakfast date this morning. LSU the purple and gold will beat Georgia. But Justin and Pat, hey, it's time. It's time for this program to implode. It's a ticking time bomb. And let me cite some things, okay, for y'all.
You talking about LSU's or?
No. You're Arky folks. You're Arky. Let me cite a few reasons why. Nolan Richardson's success, boom. Houston Dale Nutt, success, boom. Bobby Petrino, success. Boom.
You know what? I can't do it today. I can't let you rain on a parade. Sorry. I can't listen to it today. I'm in too good a mood. I'm not going to listen to your stupidity today. Call back.
It doesn't ever make sense.
I'll tell you what, Tiger Man. I'll make a deal with it. If Arkansas loses against Alabama on Saturday, I'll let you call in on Monday, and you can rag him. But today.
But we haven't reached anything yet. We haven't. I got news for you. I love Mike Anderson. Always will, always have.
Still got ways to go.
But we are.
Let me tell you what, Arkansas is
trending up. We're not there.
They are. You're right. Because that's a great point. Arkansas is on the ladder, Pat, and they have reached that point in the ladder where it says, this is not a step. Arkansas has to make that step on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Now, hopefully when they're reaching up to change that light bulb, when they get on that step, they don't fall.
Win or lose Saturday, I like how this team is playing because there's one thing that they're bringing every game, and that's the right kind of focus, energy, alertness, attention to detail, and effort they need. Sometimes you're not going to make shots. What if you go to Alabama and you shoot how we shot against Alabama in Fayetteville?
Right.
We're going to lose that game, okay?
Or we're going to win a close, ugly game.
Or we're going to win a close, ugly game. If you do lose that game, I see this team as still having the ability to go and beat teams because they're more talented than Georgia. They're more talented or as talented as all the teams in the SEC minus Florida. Two of them.
And probably Kentucky. Not as talented as Kentucky, but they got Kentucky's number.
Exactly. And then you play those games on a neutral court, and you do make shots against Florida. You make a lot of shots. You got a chance to win.
Sure.
I just like the approach of the game now. Take away they made a bunch of shots.
The
last
best
night.
Phrase you've used repeatedly to me is brother-in-law. And if this guy ain't doing it, cool, sit down. This guy will do it today. You can do it tomorrow. You know, you can do it next game. Well, you can do it five games from now. That's fine, whatever. I mean, this guy is going to do it tonight. I love that whole mentality. It's like, ah, crap.
I got
some other guy coming out to kill me now. The last guy couldn't kill me. Now this guy wants to. That's a depressing feeling for a team on the other end of things. 10:31, much more on the Hogs' victory last night. I do want to tip the cap before we take our first break, too, to the ASU women.